Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to all of our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, and the hospital and ER room workers, the 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when they come back. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at. All righty, hour number two. And here he is back for hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Second time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great party was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to say, talk about Israel to begin with, because there's some big news going on in the Middle East. And folks, I'm telling you, the tensions over there are higher than they ever were. The Israeli Defense Force chief said that he's ordered fresh military plans to thwart Iran's nuclear program. Now, I will explain. The Israelis have warned the U.S. against rejoining the 2015 nuclear deal or even a slightly improved version, calling it a bad thing to do that would lead to an Iranian bomb, which they believe is just weeks away from being able to be put on a missile or a warhead to be aimed and pointed and fired at Israel. Now, Israel absolutely, positively will not allow that.
No, they will not allow that. And one of the things that the Israeli general, I think, is talking about, our chief of staff for the Israeli Defense Forces, talking about that Iran's not the same Iran that existed back in 2015. The sanctions have put enormous pressure on them.
Yep.
And so, obviously, Captain, as we know, the sanctions were working. Now, if you put a desperate Iran and give them back this opportunity and get back into the Iran nuclear deal negotiated by John Kerry, of course, under the Obama administration, it's going to put them in a position where they think they're going to be able to do something drastic. And that's why Israel can't allow them.
Well,
I mean, the situation is really bad.
Iran doesn't just want Joe Biden. They are demanding Joe Biden drop the Trump sanctions before the nuclear talks resume.
Well, right, exactly. But again, those sanctions were having the desired effect. In fact, Captain, I would say that the sanctions worked so well and isolated Iran so well that that's what allowed those Middle East peace deals to come forth under Trump.
And speaking of the peace deals, Donald Trump, United Arab Emirates, was one of the countries that signed a treaty with Israel, correct?
Right, right.
but they also want to be able to defend themselves against some of their hostile neighbors, including Iran, which they don't get along with, correct?
Right, right.
Well, yesterday, Joe Biden suspended the sale of the F-35s that had already been agreed upon to the United Arab Emirates. Not smart, Joe.
No, I mean, if you were trying to really mess things up, I mean, you'd be doing exactly what Joe Biden has been doing. In terms of the Middle East, and this is again the situation is very, very critical at this point.
Now we got a little email message here from James in Clearwater. He says, "What point is there in training fossil fuel workers to make solar panels when 46 is just going to continue to buy them from his puppet masters in China?" Well, that's true, but let me just talk about this one. Joe Biden's Keystone XL order has sparked job losses, at least 21,000 plus another 2,000 or 3,000 I heard about yesterday, and it's both in Canada and the U.S. By the way, there are lawsuits coming right now against the Biden ban on oil and gas leases plus the Keystone XL pipeline. The lawsuits are starting to stack up, so get ready, Joe, you're going to court. And that stupid climate advisor he had who when she talked, it was like, who is this woman? But anyway, she says, "Well, we're not asking for sacrifice." Really? Really? And then John Kerry tells the oil and gas workers, "You'll have better choices someday," as they're now losing their jobs and there's no idea what they're going to do next. What a bunch of dopes.
Well, yeah, and actually it's cruel. It's absolutely cruel.
They don't care.
Yeah, and you can't take the jobs away with the stroke of a pen and then say, yeah, one day it'll all be better, but what are they going to do now?
And remember, all these people are Trump supporters, and they're sticking it in, too. That's the other thing they're trying to do. They're getting their revenge back again, but I'm telling you, this is going to backfire on them. It's going to backfire on them big time. The people in those states that they think that they might stand a chance, well, we're going to give them more unemployment. We're going to retrain them. Those people don't want to be retrained. That's what they do, and they like their jobs.
Well, yeah, and they're highly skilled at it. This is something you have to learn over a long period of time.
They make more money doing that with those union jobs than they would at $15 an hour for the minimum wage.
Well, sure, yeah, but the slap in the face, Captain, is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable to these hardworking people. Can other countries trust what we do, except if here comes another political thing, here comes Joe Biden and takes down all this investment, all this logistics?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And when we come back, we're going to go after Governor Cuomo in New York, because he needs to take a long look in the mirror at himself before he starts challenging and telling lies about others. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this segment of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, one of my more favorite segments, brought to you by our friends at Olive Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in that tire windshield you got, especially if it's chipped or cracked. And if you give it an inspection today and you find a chip or a crack, guess what? You'll not only get a windshield, free windshield by Auto Glass America, but if you tell them I sent you when you call them up here, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand along with that windshield and a lifetime warranty. So, if you need for your car or your truck or your van that you're driving a windshield, then I want you to give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. And always remember, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in Florida. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, Daytona Beach, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 put in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain, by calling them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS or Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. By the way, we have a couple of rules here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle, you ready to hear them?
Absolutely.
Well, rule number one is the captain is always right. And rule number two is if the captain is wrong, I refer you to rule number one.
That's right. That's how we roll here.
Absolutely. And I've actually got that thing hanging on my wall. I put a picture of it up for people to see on the Facebook page. I also put it on MeWe. I've gotten several comments back so far, and it's hilarious. But that's okay. People need to have a little laugh every now and then.
Sure.
All right. Governor Cuomo in New York is once again attempting to blame former President Donald Trump for the COVID deaths in New York. Now, he's getting widely mocked, and Cuomo, baby, you need to take a long look in the mirror at yourself. You're the one who sent those people back to the nursing homes that were sick with coronavirus. What were you thinking?
Well, Captain, even at the time, it seemed so abominable that the governor of New York...
We didn't know. We did not know.
Yeah.
And we were being told something totally different until we found out the truth.
Yep. Yeah, well, just the idea of if you're going to send sick people into an area where you have elderly, obviously, in nursing homes, just you've got to put two and two together on that.
Well, the other thing is I need to mention this, the Biden deportation, the act there that he has, has been tripped up by the same 73-year-old law that hampered Donald Trump's executive orders when he tried to make the changes to begin with, because there is a law that everybody seems to forget about that's 73 years old that's preventing them from doing what Biden tried to do.
Well, right. And again, so it's interesting, Captain, you know, because when Biden runs into the courts, I guess you're going to see a lot of yelling from the left about that. But when Trump ran into the courts, they were all cheering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is there's plenty of lawsuits in the pipeline already over these 37 or 39 or 40 executive orders that are out there. About half of them are being challenged, and we'll see how that works out. Now, there's something else brewing. If the Senate doesn't vote to impeach Donald Trump, they are considering censuring Donald Trump as an alternative. What do you think about that?
Well, that's right. Well, the idea is that they're likely never going to get 17 Republicans to side with the Democrats to convict Donald Trump in the Senate.
No, but they got five.
They got five, that's right. And one of them is Mitt Romney, and the others are
Markowski,
Collins.
Toomey in Pennsylvania.
And Ben Sasse. Exactly.
Yeah, and every one of them needs to be primaried when they run again. Every one of them.
Well, right. Well, the idea of censure, and this came up before, and I don't think Nancy Pelosi wanted to go that road, obviously. They could go for censure, which, from what we're hearing, they could resolve that President Trump could not run again for public office. However, it's questionable whether or not that would really be enforceable or not.
Right. Now, we'll see what happens, because nothing may happen, but then again, it's a strange world we live in. Now, I want to go back to this Joe Biden calling the 1776 Commission report offensive and full of lies, as he said that's why he got rid of it. Now, what are they trying to replace that with, and why is it lied? Why are there lies?
Well, they're trying to replace it with the 1619 Project, which is the idea that the United States really began in that year, 1619, even though the United States...
And that's because?
Because that's when the first African slaves were brought to this continent.
And that's when the United States started. Yeah, sure. That's not what I read in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, but keep going.
Well, exactly. So it's an effort to try to, again, sort of use revisionist history.
Well, that's racist history, is it not?
Well, they're trying to paint the picture that the United States is only based on racist ideas, as far as we're, from what I can tell, or based in an environment of racism. They're bringing black African slaves to the United States, or to this continent, as I said. The United States didn't exist at that time. But again, it's a way of trying to revise history and to gin up bad blood, bad feelings. The United States in and of itself, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and so forth, were put together by people who lived in a certain time period, and as I've always said, created a system that was changeable, that also would follow the right moral direction. And again, from what we understand, Captain, all men created equal, they're endowed by their creator, so everybody on the earth is endowed by their creator. That this is an inalienable right that all people have, but the founding fathers recognized it and applied it to the United States.
By the way, it was brought to my attention, we talked a couple of nights ago, I guess it was about two nights ago, about Florida Amendment 3 that was on the ballot in 2020 about the open primaries, remember?
Right, right.
Well, that, in fact, did not pass. It did not get the 60% it needed. But I will tell you, upon doing further investigation on it, there is a strong movement to bring it back up again in 2024, so it's not gone away.
Well, again, this is how the far left works. That they and many times they work, they try to work within the system to,
yep,
to create these kinds of things. That's,
yep,
why it's so important, as you've been saying, Captain, for people to work at their local level,
yep,
and elect people that know what they're doing.
All right, let's go to, okay, I think this is Mary. Let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary. What's up?
Hey, good morning. On the 1776 project, Dr. Carol Swan was on. I guess she's from the Goodson, oh, I can't remember the name of it, Institute, but they're the ones that have that Project Heritage and the other foundation, Heritage, not Liberty, but the other one, Hillsdale. Anyway, when did the United States become not a territory or whatever you call it from England?
Oh, when were we a country? 1776. We declared our independence with the Declaration
of
Independence.
There you go. So, yep, yes, that's correct. It makes no sense.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, again, that's the whole point. You declare Declaration of Independence, that's when you become a country. It wasn't in 1619.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, so 1776.
And the kids aren't being taught that either, by the way. Kids are not being taught that.
They're not. And then, of course, after the Revolutionary War, you had the Articles of Confederation, and then that gave way to the Constitutional Convention, so it was ratified by 1789.
I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but I pulled into the drive-in window at a McDonald's. There was a young black girl behind the window, and I was having to wait for a second. She was having problems with a soda machine, plus trying to make change, and I helped her out a little bit. And I said, by the way, I got a question for you. I said, yeah. I said, when was the United States formed? When was the United States, when did it become a country? She looked right square at me in the eye very seriously and said, 1619. That's all I needed to know.
Wow. So
that's all I needed to know.
Yeah,
And she was probably 16, 17 years old working part-time at McDonald's.
Well, that's just a historical.
Yep. It's all I needed to know there to prove the whole point about the fact they're not being taught in school.
Well, right. Well, everybody knows, at least everybody that I've ever known, has known 1776. That's the, again, that's the.
But not the modern era.
That's right. That's the thing. When you control education and you control the perception of history and rewrite it with revisionist history, that's where you have a real power base to try to establish. And you think Build Back Better isn't really part of this whole thing? Because the idea is if you're building back, something else has been destroyed. You're putting something else in its place.
It's one of the socialist proverbs that they've formed countries on. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday aimed at combating what he called the climate crisis. The orders put a pause on new oil and gas leases on federal land, set a goal of doubling the nation's offshore wind energy output, and establish a White House Office of Domestic Climate Policy, with former EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy as its head.
Gina will chair the National Climate Task Force, made up of many members of our cabinet, to deliver a whole-of-government approach to the climate crisis. This is not, it's not time for small measures. We need to be bold. So let me be clear. That includes helping revitalize the economies of coal, oil, and gas, and power plant communities. We have to start by creating new good-paying jobs, capping those abandoned wells, reclaiming mines, turning old brownfield sites into new hubs of economic growth, creating new good-paying jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
All righty. Thank you there, Joe Boy. Appreciate that. I already did buy a shotgun. Matter of fact, I got a really nice shotgun, so appreciate the one I got. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Farrah and Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. That's F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com, the website. We'll tell you more after they tell you about themselves. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. And don't forget, they have a 24/7 phone number. There's somebody there right now that you can call that will answer your questions for you at 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. If you have any questions, they will definitely let you know whether or not you have a case, and then they'll get back to you later in the day. But there is a legal expert there right now, 877-245-6707, FarrahandFarrah.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, In moving along, Senator Mitch McConnell says, basic arithmetic now shows that the Democrats can't kill the filibuster, and that is going to hamper their progressive desires. If they can't get rid of that filibuster, they're stuck.
Well, right. I mean, these are the available things in their quiver, one of them anyway, to be able to do that kind of thing, to hamper them, absolutely.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because, again, I don't expect a lot to be done in the Senate or the House, do you?
Well, no, and because I don't know that they'll always be at the 50-50 mark, per se, and for Kamala Harris, the vice president, to come down and cast a tie-breaking vote.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, there are still two congressional seats that need to be decided this year, very soon, in the next month or two. One is the Louisiana seat where the young man died, and the other one is another seat where someone retired because of health conditions. So the Republicans could very easily gain a seat or gain two seats in that, which would make Nancy Pelosi shiver in her boots even more. She'd have a five-seat plurality.
Well, right, and see, the real story about the House right now is that it was a total disaster for Nancy Pelosi. You would think, Captain, that they would have switched speakers. The Democrats would have done that under normal circumstances, but these aren't normal circumstances, of course.
No, they're not. And let's go to the phone lines here for a minute. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor Cobb. I just wanted to back up Mary's call. Yes. Professor Carol Swain, who was a professor at Vanderbilt University, a black constitutionalist.
I know.
And and she's a professor with the Prager Institute.
Yeah.
The university, rather, yes.
Yep.
She's very, very conservative, like I am.
All right.
Black American.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and I was aware of that. Sometimes I don't think that everybody in the audience knows who they're talking about, but we understand the 1619 versus the 1776 thing. And again, that young person that I actually asked a question of at the drive-in window at McDonald's that was working there, I was not shocked, I was not surprised, but I just thought it was a good opportunity to say something, and that's the answer I got.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And of course, when you teach historical inaccuracies on purpose, you're actually depriving people, number one, of the perspective of history and the promise of the future.
Yeah. And absolutely. What started all of this is that the current president, number 46, called the 1776 commission report, which was taken off the White House website. It was offensive and full of lies, is what he said, and that's why they got rid of it. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, he's just sort of genuflecting to some of these different forces, you know, of the left of the Democrat Party.
And I just realized, I've just recognized the name of the climate advisor. It's Gina McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
What a dope. What a dope.
Right, yeah. No kidding. Well, again, it seems like, Captain, they're all sort of parroting the same kind of talking points for obvious reasons. But it's coming off as being so shallow and so weak again, how can you look people in the
eye? Wait till I get into the military report next hour and I tell you that according to national security, the biggest national security threat right now is not domestic terrorism, it's climate change.
Well, sure. Well, again, because those are the signals that they send and the rhetoric that they use. Because you know what, Captain? It was the Commerce Secretary nominee saying, guess what? You know, she's totally open.
Yep.
We're going to have to raise taxes on all Americans to pay for Joe Biden's climate change thing.
Well, I got some good news, and I didn't mention this during the first couple hours of the show last night. I waited until I did the military report. But Lieutenant General Mike Flynn has got a younger brother. His name is Charlie. And Charlie, at the current time, is the same rank as what Mike Flynn was, Lieutenant General. Well, one of the things that Donald Trump did as the president in charge was he has the generals list where he puts in the promotions for people to get moved up the ladder. And one of the people that he promoted was Charles Flynn. Charles Flynn.
Right. That's exactly right.
Who will now be a four-star general once he gets confirmed by the Congress, which probably will take place. And he will be in charge of the Army's Pacific area.
That is really something. Yeah. Yeah, he may come under some criticism. Of course, they'll try to tie him very closely with his brother, and they will use the QAnon issues with Michael Flynn to try to discredit Charles Flynn. We're very sad.
Yep, and I need to mention something here because there's several Democratic-controlled states are now loosening their coronavirus restrictions on restaurants and other businesses because of what they say are the improved COVID infection and hospitalization numbers, which is an understatement of the year. They're also moving gradually and cautiously, perhaps in part because of the more contagious variant that seems to be taking a hold in the USA, and that's the next thing that's going to have some people getting locked down, you think?
Yes, I do. And I think that we're seeing the beginnings of that, Captain, with the notion of, okay, wear a double mask or wear a triple mask. Part of that is with those variants. And then, of course, the question of whether or not the vaccines will actually be effective with the variants or a certain percentage of effectiveness. But whatever that is, it could be used as a pretext for another summer lockdown.
And this time it's not Dr. Fauci, Kyle. This time it's the federal chairman, Mr. Powell, who says that vaccinations are the key to the U.S. economic recovery.
Well, sure. We were all under the impression, just like we were under the impression that Joe Biden was only going to raise taxes on people making over $400,000 a year, we're under the impression that the existence of a vaccine, starting to distribute it, that was going to help us get back to normal. And we seem to be light years away from that.
And by the way, the final statement here, or final story, the U.S. Census Bureau is aiming to deliver the long-delayed numbers used for divvying up the congressional seats by the end of April, but there's going to be a holdup on the redistricting data, which could disrupt several states' abilities to redraw their own legislative maps ahead of the upcoming midterm elections.
Yeah, that will have huge consequences, I think. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, you would think, and it is what it is. Okay, very quickly. Okay, Mary, what's up?
Good morning. If you want a real thrill for your day, go to the website and watch some of these Davos hearings. They're still going on.
No, I don't want a real thrill to my day. Thank you. I don't care, and I know what they're doing. Okay, thank you.
It is really bad.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Davos. Davos this. You know what I'm saying? I know what they're trying to do. We've known about it. We talked about that months ago when we knew that the Davos convention was coming up and Donald Trump said he wasn't going to go. We talked about the reason why he wasn't going to go. We spent hours on this, and to suddenly wake up and go, oh, Davos, well, where you been?
Right, right. Well, again, you know, there are so many things that, and this is really happening.
We spent hours on this subject, Kyle.
Yeah, that's true.
Hours. And now people are suddenly waking up. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we know about it. We've known about it. It's not good. That's why Trump wasn't going to participate.
Precisely, yes.
Jeez. All right, here comes the music. Coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. By the way, the captain's rules in the show are simple. Rule number one, the captain is always right. Number two, if the captain is wrong, we'll refer you to rule number one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Major Dan, that goes for you there, too. All right, and this portion of the program, the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. You, largest truck stop chain in the country. Pull in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain, told you you'd get a free cup of coffee in the third watch, and watch and see what happens. Okay, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Little KC, the Sunshine Band, bringing a little history back into it there, 1976 on that one, too. Your boogeyman, Kyle, were you dancing?
Absolutely. I especially like the horn arrangement on that record.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to go get my bell-bottom pants again, I'll tell you what, because I used to dance to that stuff. I mean, I was, back in the day when I was able to do it, I was quite the dancer, and I had a lot of fun doing that. But anyway, it is what it is. And let's get right to the weather here, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. I'm going to read the statement, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Now, a major winter storm with an active atmospheric river is inundating California over the next few days, not just a day or two, but right in through the weekend, with a tremendous amount of moisture. Now, heavy to excessive rainfall is likely from central to southern California that may produce flooding along with mudslides and dangerous debris flows near recent and vulnerable burn scars. In addition, a significant amount of mountain snow, and I mean we are talking a blizzard warning. We've had 5 to 6 feet of snow in some areas south of Lake Tahoe. I said north last hour. It's actually south of Lake Tahoe in the higher elevations along the California-Nevada border. And please, if you're going over Donner coming out of Reno, be careful. You may or may not be able to make it over the top tonight. It's that bad. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, you're right, Captain. California, basically, if you have hatches, it's time to batten them down because we are going to get all kinds of rain in Southern California. And you were talking about the blizzards, the heavy snow up in Northern California, especially across I-80. So be careful, obviously, in those areas. Winter storm warning in Southern Nevada as well, Central and Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
Also, avalanche warning. This is happening a little bit east of Boise. Winter storm warning in that area. Winter storm warning in the Idaho Falls area. Also, avalanche watch going on near Logan, Ogden, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Provo, as well as you come down I-15. High wind warning in Wyoming near Casper. Also, high wind warning near Elk Mountain along I-80 in southern Wyoming as well tonight, Captain.
Now, I also got to remember, if you're on I-84 going west of Boise, headed towards Cabbage, you've got a winter storm warning up there. It could get real tricky trying to go down Cabbage or trying to come up Cabbage, so please be careful out there, too. All right, here we go. East Coast, we got a problem. And in the East Coast, what the problem is snow in the southern part of West Virginia, the eastern part of Kentucky, the western part of Virginia, all through the mountains in Virginia, right straight across I-64 over towards Richmond, snow just south of Richmond to Petersburg, and snow going up I-81 out of Tennessee all the way to the Virginia line. And then across the northern part of North Carolina, you'll run into it, run out of it, coming across the triangle, the Piedmont Triangle, and then you'll have it all the way to Wilmington, North Carolina, on and off. Now, we've got a system going on here tonight in southern Florida. Let me take a look and see what's going on here. There's a weather bulletin that just popped out. Okay, we've got some really bad, dense fog down coming across Alligator Alley right now. And we also have got, of all things, in the Everglades, Kyle, this doesn't happen that much, a red flag warning in the Everglades.
Oh, wow. Yes, I see.
Yeah, that does not happen at all, but it's all the way down to Marathon, Florida, and all the way to Naples, and all the way across to Fort Lauderdale, red flag warning. It's been very dry down there, so that's part of it. And if they get a fire in the Everglades, when they do, it's a lot of chemicals, a lot of oil there, a lot of oil. If they were ever going to drill for oil, the Everglades is where they usually find a bunch of it. But the fact of the matter is that there is dense fog, patchy fog coming up I-75 on and off all the way to Tampa and beyond over to I-4, Daytona, and up I-95. Lake Okeechobee coming up 27. You got lots of fog over there, patchy fog coming up off the south. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I want to start with this Israeli statement made by the chief of staff yesterday. The Israeli Defense Force chief of staff said he's ordered fresh military plans to thwart Iran's nuclear program. Now, this comes on the news that the U.S. May rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal, or even a slightly improved version of it. Now, the Israeli Defense Force Chief of Staff said it's a bad thing to do. It's going to lead to an uranium bomb, which, by the way, he says they're just weeks away from having a warhead to put on a missile to fire anytime they want in Israel. And he said they're not going to allow that, bottom line.
This has been something that has been brewing since the going into the inauguration of Biden.
Yep.
I don't think it's really news for Israel, but to put out a statement like that is really kind of a shot across the bow to not only the Biden White House, but to the Defense Department and to the State Department.
Well,
so yeah. I would think that Tony Blinken, now that he is Secretary of State, is, if for nothing else, he better be on the phone pretty fast with all the other signatures to the JCPOA.
Well, Biden yesterday suspended the sale of the F-35s to the United Arab Emirates. I don't know why. That was all something that was done partially because of the deal that is UAE made with Israel. But they wanted it for their defense because the UAE is afraid of Iran more so than Israel.
Well, the Biden administrations have already suspended any arms sales to the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
I put that out there a couple days ago. What it the shame of it is not only do we have the Abraham Accords that the UAE has signed, but the Saudis are about to or we're going to until Biden. So it's kind of like the Biden administration is already targeting those countries that are part of the Abraham Accords. But furthermore, the Emiratis were one of the best allies that we had in the Middle East to defeat Islamic State.
Right.
They were very, very aggressive and very talented in their war work that they did with us.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back right to the top of our news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. And I'll be back with Denise Simon. By the way, we are going to talk about the arrogant, out-of-touch John Kerry and his climate advisor that's working as well. My goodness, wait till you hear this stuff. Couldn't make it up if you tried.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.